My name is Sheena, and the video I watched is the video on investigating trees. For this investigation, there isn't a time limit, and the classroom and neighborhood were the environment used to hold the investigation. From the video, the reason why the class started this investigation on trees is because the teachers observed that the children have interest in trees during their previous investigation about nature. The teacher engaged the children by asking them to share information that they have already known about trees. The children then explored the topic through the introduction to the different parts of trees, and then given the opportunity to go outdoors in the neighborhood to observe the trees that have fallen during a storm. They were then given an opportunity to make a choice by picking a tree of their liking and sketching it out. The children's understanding was then presented in the following ways. Firstly, through art, where the children did bark sketching and compared the texture of different barks to one another, and they also made comparison of different leaf textures and did paintings using the leaves. In addition, the teacher brought a beehive to the class as a form of concrete material for the children to observe and then make one of their own using balloons and newspaper. Secondly, through numeracy, where the children compared leaves of different shapes, sizes, and sorting them out. The children were able to present their understanding on animals that live in the tree through an interesting storybook that the teacher read during their literacy lesson. As for science, the teacher brought the children outdoors and spent a lot of time examining the tree barks, and they have found weird things on the bark which they had made a research on and found out that those were called lichens. During the elaboration phase, the children and teachers penned down questions about trees that they want to know. They even wrote a letter to one of the parents who was a tree expert, who replied to them and answered the questions, which helped the children make deeper connections and expand their knowledge. Parents also contributed scrap wood, where the children tied it with a storybook and engaged the children in making collage with three-dimensional structures. The children even made a tree together out of recycled materials. During the evaluation phase, the children was then given a piece of paper to draw a tree, this time to add in realistic parts learned during the investigation, followed by using art materials to make a tree of their own. The process skills emphasized during this investigation is observation, recording, comparing, and communicating. The one key learning I've learned from the video is inquiry-based learning helped to raise the children's awareness in the environment and it allows children to empathize and appreciate nature. The one question I have about inquiry-based learning is what if the topic that the children is interested in is too abstract and would only be taught in primary or secondary school? Should the school still follow the children's interests?